Welcome to one of our scheduled tours. In this case, it's an exterior walk around the Cathedral of Malaga. This tour is meant to be more than just a simple visit. We want it to be an experience where you can both enjoy yourself and learn at the same time. The cathedral is the city's most iconic monument, and exploring it from the outside will introduce us to its history, its architectural styles, and its role in Malaga's life over the centuries. Construction began in 1528 on the site of the former Great Mosque, and the cathedral was not opened for worship until 1768. That means 3 centuries of building work, 300 years during which the city endured wars, epidemics, famines, and changes of power. Each era left its mark on the stone, which is why today the cathedral combines Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque elements. In those centuries, raising a cathedral was much more than constructing a temple. It was the spiritual, social, and political heart of the city, and it had to be extraordinary, capable of impressing everyone. Its construction was financed mainly through tithes, the 10th part of the harvests that the faithful were obliged to give, along with contributions from nobles, religious brotherhoods, and the cathedral chapter itself. At times, the crown also intervened, interested in ensuring that the cathedral reflected royal power and religious unity. The result is a monumental building, a blend of styles and eras, left unfinished with only one tower. That absence became part of its identity, which is why the people of Malaga affectionately call it La Manquita, the Little One-Armed Lady. The cathedral is, ultimately, a symbol of faith, power, and identity for the city. In the next audio, we will pause at the grand Baroque facade, the monumental backdrop that presides over Plaza del Obispo.